Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Now more than ever, Lowe's knows you don't just want a low price, you want the lowest price. And with our lowest price guarantee, you can count on us for competitive prices on all your home improvement projects. If you find a qualifying lower price somewhere else on the same item, we'll match it. Lowe's, we help, you save. Price match applies to same item, current price at qualifying retailers. Exclusions and terms apply. Learn how we'll match price at Lowe's.com/lowest price guarantee. Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Hurry! These July 4th deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on South High Street in Columbus.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring former FBI special agent and chief of the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program, Robin Dreek.
What does it take? What does it take for someone to tamper with a jury when you're the clerk of court? Maybe you don't know you're doing it. Maybe you're just being folksy and talking a little bit. But what does it take then to have your son supposedly, allegedly, being charged with wiretapping? What does it take to misuse your office, cash checks for $10,000 in your own name that were made out to the county? And then what does it take to lift, literally, the introduction to your book from an email that you were having a correspondence with a BBC reporter and then say it's your own? But, hey, I didn't have enough time for those tight self-publishing deadlines, which don't really. Here to discuss all of that, Robin Dreek, retired FBI special agent. A lot of weird behavior here, but it is certainly a trend of behavior, an arc of behavior, as we like to say. So I can't say I'm too surprised that Becky Hill plagiarized her book, but at the same time, it's like, how dumb are you?
You know, the best thing that ever happened for the defense is Becky Hill.
Yes, yes. Everybody on any defense would want a Becky Hill as their clerk of court.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, I don't know the law well. I just know the law enforcement side of things. Mm-hmm. If they don't get a retrial, I'll be shocked.
Yeah.
She totally undermined the entire thing. She continues to do so. She has zero credibility because she continues to give more data points on that arc. In other words, there's nothing deviating from her doing wrong things.
No.
There's no right things that she's doing that they're highlighting. And granted, I know we're seeing the 5-minute highlight reel of her life, and it's the 5-minute mishighlight reel of her life we see. And there's other beautiful things I'm sure she did as a human being. But the only thing that matters in front of a jury is this.
Yeah.
And plagiarism? Yeah, we're not surprised, are we? Because she's got a pattern of breaking the law and breaking the rules. And
yeah,
there you go, just another one. Jeez.
There doesn't seem to be a lot of shock to any of this. I guess it's just the whole, at the beginning when we heard the references to her possibly influencing some of the jury members, the first thing we heard is, oh, but she's such a nice person. She's a great lady, but she's such a good person. Is she? I mean, how many people hide behind that sort of a veil when they're really up to nefarious things that they think no one will ever notice or get caught for?
It's really fascinating. And we all encounter people in our lives that we give a pass to because they're kind people. They're mm-hmm. generous people. You know, they create a halo effect around them. And I think she's got a lifetime of doing that. And I'm sure up until this point, that kindness that she, that others have seen in her, I don't know her, and all we see is what we're seeing from her 5-minute life highlight reel, is that she's well-liked until she's not. And this is just causing immense tragedy. So she's got a lifetime of reps of using her influence abilities of kindness to get what she wants. Mm-hmm. And it's and this is the most thing, I'm sure she's shocking herself at this point, because it's the first time I think it's really being thrown back at her, all the wrongdoings that she's had. Because, I mean, again, pure conjecture, as sure. always, as we have fun doing, but you know, she's finally in a position of trust, public trust, and all these lifetime behaviors of using influence techniques of kindness, if that's what it was, or likability, it's a lever of influence. You can't do that in a position of public trust, because it's all about being pragmatic about the job that you have and executing that job on behalf of the court. And it's incongruent with what's going on.
I mean, and that's the interesting thing, is that likability factor that she seemed to hide behind for so long. And again, we are just seeing the 5-minute miss highlight reel right now. But it seems like the more we dig into that box of highlight reels, the more we're finding a lot of not so good highlights. It really does make you start to wonder here, okay, yes, this is the Murdaugh trial we're talking about, one of the most high profile trials in the country, but there's been many others too that have gone through that courtroom where she has been the clerk of court for. At some point, I'm wondering, probably very much dependent on what happens here at the end of January with the evidentiary hearing, is are they going to have to go look back at everything else she's been involved in as well? Because this has been very much the arc of behavior, a congruent arc of behavior for this one case. I would assume the likelihood of it being similar in other cases to be pretty high.
Yeah, you know, whatever else she touched, I mean, people have interacted with her in her life will be doing, you know, a damage assessment on their own life and the things that she's touched, without a doubt. And it speaks to just what Murdaugh did himself. It's really funny that you were seeing the behaviors that he exhibited and his family of the likability. And likability is a great thing to have. We all want people that are likable in our lives until it flips and it's used then for power and control. And that's where likability goes to manipulation. Mm-hmm. And that's the road that this seems to be on. And this whole region down there is that Murdaugh used that likability. I mean, I've heard from other, I know people that know him, and they were shocked that knew him years ago, mm-hmm. because that wasn't the kind of guy he was years ago. You know, because it shifted, as we've seen in politicians, people in power, because they got to those positions because they're likable a lot mm-hmm. of times. And then, you know, you start falling in love with your own voice. You think you get away with things, and then you get these little gray areas, and then everyone around you gives an echo chamber of, oh yeah, you're still a great guy. And then you include people in your cabal of wrongdoings. And so you start echoing each other's thoughts until it's unbridled disaster.
I mean, is that how we get this sort of atmosphere where it's this toxic culture that's there of the folksy likability? It's always given me the heebie-jeebies and the creepiness. A lot of people will go to these areas and go, oh, it's so warm and friendly. And I'm like, something's wrong. Something, people shouldn't be quite like this. But I guess this kind of proves that point sometimes, that no matter how likable or nice and folksy you are, I mean, it seemed that it was a culture of being and having that affability to yourself. But at the same time, everybody's trying to manipulate each other for whatever they want. And it's not always the same thing.
Yes-ish.
Yes.
It is these types of communities are what we dream of. They're the pie in the sky thing, unless you're, you know, Tony, and they make you feel creepy.
They do.
But, well, because, you know, we're objective. We see the negative effects of them. And so in I would say in the vast majority of the examples of these types of communities that are warm, they're loving, they're embracing, I mean, I've traveled a lot as well, and I love going to these kinds of towns, the small town atmosphere where everyone knows each other, until you get the fox or the wolf in the hen house.
Yeah.
And this is the pure predator in that kind of environment creates this kind of chaos. Mm-hmm. That's where the problem lies. When you lose the objectivity of a loving critic in your life to call out the fox in the hen house. And that's exactly what's transpired here, is that Murdoch became that. And and I'm not going to say what Becky Hill is, but the behaviors are starting down that arc. Because she finally has this position of influence as a trusted public servant. And it looks like it started, you know, maybe flipping a little bit on her. And it luckily, hey, let's glass half full these things, which I love doing. I'm very positive about these things. Good that it happened now, tragically for this case, but before, even more.
That is true. If you were to give advice to Becky Hill at this point, because she has come out, surprisingly, I don't know how she would deny it, but she did come out and say, yeah, I did plagiarize that. Here's what happened. Seemingly thinking it's a valid excuse. I mean, it's clearly like you knew what you were doing was wrong, but she did in fact admit to it. Who knows if there's going to be repercussions legally for that, but going forward, what advice would you give Becky Hill as this evidentiary hearing comes up and the fingers and the microscope continues to be pointed directly in her direction?
This is really plain and simple. Own it.
Yeah.
Own your behavior. You got to be open, honest, transparent, and vulnerable. That's the only way you garner trust back. And yeah, it's going to be devastating, I think, to prosecution. There's no doubt. But you got to own that behavior, because if you... At the end of the day, and we've talked about this across every single case, at the end of the day, the public needs to have trust. That's why they call it the public trust in our organizations, institutions, and our legal system. Mm-hmm. The only way to have that is to have open, honest communication, transparency, and vulnerability of the people in that system. Because if we feel they're biased, if we feel they're have their thumb on the scale, if they're doing it for private gain, not the public trust, the entire system gets undermined. The only way to inspire trust in others is those human behaviors. And so you own that behavior. You're right. I did it. I was wrong. And I'm saying kind of like she did with the plagiarism thing, except she still played herself as the victim of the publisher. They put an unreal deadline on me. It wasn't my fault that I was a bad person. No, I made it. So here's another way to say it. You're right. I made a very bad choice. Mm-hmm. I was completely wrong. I regret my actions, and if I, so basically she also has to say, I shouldn't have waited until I was caught to admit I was wrong.
Yeah, without a doubt. It's going to be interesting to continue to watch where this goes, especially later in the month with the...
I'm going to add one more here, Tony, as I was thinking about this. You know, I love doing the thought experiments on the fly. You know where she could gain great credibility in this entire process? She should come forward with something else proactively before it's discovered.
Hopefully there is nothing else. But
yeah, you wouldn't think so, huh?
Yeah, but judging by the arc of behavior, there's probably something else.
There's something else. May or may not be related to this case, but related to things in her life. It's kind of like an addict of anything coming clean and making amends. It's one of the steps in recovery.
Yeah.
She needs to be in recovery and make amends for all the wrong she's done and all the pain she's inflicted. And not just in this case, maybe in others. Yeah. Again, pure conjecture, but own it.
See what happens.
Sick of the ads?
We opt to.
Start listening with no commercials now and get access to all of our episodes in advance of everyone else.
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
True Crime Today Premium Plus.
Sign up now.
Hey. Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Hurry! These July 4th deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location while supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on South High Street in Columbus.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Hurry! These July 4th deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location while supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on South High Street in Columbus.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Hurry! These July 4th deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location while supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on South High Street in Columbus.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Hurry! These July 4th deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location while supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on South High Street in Columbus.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Hurry! These July 4th deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location while supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on South High Street in Columbus.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Hurry! These July 4th deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location while supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on South High Street in Columbus.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams 4th of July sale and get 30% off paints and stains June 27th through July 7th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.